Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Play Keno
from only $1 a game.
Gamble responsibly.
1-800-858-858.
A happy Monday to the Triple M family. No Jars today, so the big man is stuck over in Melbourne. Maz has gone down, hurt herself in a marathon across the weekend. So we welcome with open arms the one and only Rhett Bigland. Spiggles, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Why does anyone put themselves through pain of a marathon is the first question. I couldn't think of anything worse to be doing. That's just torture, but I believe the relief at the end is exhilarating.
Yeah, I don't see the fun in it, Jerry. No. I can tell you right now. Wouldn't mind doing it to see whether the wall actually does exist. And when that bear jumps on your back and finding out. And it's no surprise to me that Maz has gone down, carrying the Jarman name.
Yeah.
Let alone Andrew Jarman for a long, long time. That's going to give you a stress fracture any day of the week. All right. So, Maz, we're thinking of you. We hope you're okay. And you'll be back up and about doing what you love very, very soon. Slow trade. Can it just start to get into gear, Biggles?
How many more days do they want? There's been nothing for a week. We've got only a couple of days left, and the AFL actually want to throw in another trade period as well. If it isn't, you know, we haven't got anything else to do with your lives.
Sit tight. We'll discuss this more later on. But they were throwing around the idea in 2020 of having a pre-season trade period. So basically, somewhere during the JLT community series, in there they would have another one. If it's going at the pace it's going right now, I say no. It's a no from me. Can we just condense it and get it going on? There are so many guys out there right now that need things done that could easily end up just sitting on the bench and left to rot and get nowhere.
There's a stack of them, and a lot of them involve the Adelaide Footy Club as well, who are just sitting and waiting with a couple of days to go and nothing eventuating. It's frustrating from a supporter point of view. More importantly, when you don't have a coach as well, you want to get things rolling.
Fair call. Eddie Betts, you heard there in the news. Eduardo is on his way, future fourth round, back home to Carlton and a portion of the salary to be paid. And this is my greatest example. Why was this deal not done on day one? Why was this not done on day one? It was pretty straightforward. It was just a matter of working out
salaries. Well, he went and did a medical there today, and probably Adelaide's medical.
Couldn't have done that a while ago?
Yeah, from his side of things, Adelaide's medical was saying that he was running 2 kilometres in a minute 50 and he was flying and not an injury in his world.
Or is it the same medical that Alex Keith had?
Yeah, same one where there was a mixed
he didn't need surgery.
Diagnosis of his ankle. And his ankle was brand new, but then all of a sudden, in Melbourne, they found his ankle had a few spurs in it.
Eddie Betts door-stopped at the airport when he was flying into town. As we said, it's a done deal, but here's Eddie's sentiments about heading home to Carlton.
Blues fans would love to have you back. Would you love to be there?
Yeah, I would love to be. You know, it's like a fairy tale ending, but like I said, nothing's happened yet, just yet. So once it's all confirmed, or when it is confirmed, then that's when I can comment on it more.
He's the blue bagger, and the big white shorts are back out already. Yeah,
selling out, but this is the same club that wasn't prepared to match his contract originally when he left them. And I'm not sure it is a fairy tale for who. It's not for Adelaide supporters. I mean, we would love to have seen him end his career here and, you know, reignite something. Darren Jarman in the latter stages of his career was getting 38 disposals in his, you know, a couple of his final games. You never know what can happen. Whilst we've seen him run around, we understand the direction of the club and where they're going. But Adelaide believed to match 20% of his salary, up to 20% of his salary as well.
Argument for another day, Joe. We've got to get moving. Bathurst, Ford, a king in the mountain. Scotty McLaughlin in the Mustang. Team Penske, for now, I say. Provisional win. Investigation going into teammate Fabian Coulthard. Going real slow, extra slow, road work slow, Jerry, whilst they were under the safety car. Have a listen. This is some of the transmissions taking place on radio about the point in time. Apparently it bought him around about 47 seconds at one point during the race.
Slow down. Jeffers.
Fabian's going stupidly slow.
I don't know where the incident is. Slow down. Just extreme caution. I think it's on a mountain somewhere. Slow down.
Yeah, Fabian should get a penalty for that. Going stupidly slow.
Extreme caution. They still have not told us where the safety car is.
It's going to be intriguing to see what happens.
Extreme caution. They were acting as though there were some incidents further ahead, and they're going to go right into not only the Hawkeye footage. Didn't Hawkeye die with Snicko in Channel 9? That's not even accurate. It's investigations like JFK, isn't it? Who was on the grass? You know, who shot what?
And, you know, the best part about that simply is, we know the rules is it's one slab per man per day on the
mountain. That's where the incident was.
I love the fact that somebody is so coherent on their own CBs up there on the mountain. A couple of boys talking to themselves. Slow down. UHF channel. They've got themselves into race comms and they're telling them to slow down. Actually, can you bring an extra one? Yep. An extra one up?
There's been an incident. We can't find the slab we buried on the mountain last year.
Exactly. metal detectors not working at all.
Hey, they create their own language though, don't they? When he's just methodically telling him, hey, slow down before that because we need you to stop everyone else behind you so we can win.
Absolutely. All right, so much to get through. As I said, Rhett Biggins, Biggles is in for Jars today. We've got to talk about the cricket and old mate Hanscom, who now is the most hated man in this state. I want to talk about the mysterious rumour of Ollie Wines and Port Adelaide and the Carlton Football Club. Anybody for a logo? There's a lot to get through. And Tommy Brown. Tommy Brown from Channel 7 with all the latest in what is happening in a just an absolutely ball-tearing trade week.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Jars away today. We've got Biggles, Rhett Biggins, Waddell Lewis. Louie on 104.7 Triple M.
The fungus. No, it hasn't got him, family. He's just he's in Melbourne at bedside. Maz hurt herself, hurt her ankle.
What a guy.
Running the marathon yesterday in Melbourne. I mean, you can just see him now as a candy striper. just floating around the wards in and out. What can I do for you? Crazy stuff. It's a bit like Port Adelaide. The smooth, the easy summer of Port Adelaide, Biggles.
And the great
the implosion that has happened everywhere over at Westlakes. Port have done everything just right on the money. It could not have gone smoother.
They had to tip out all their popcorn because they've just been sitting back watching movies unfold in front of them for months, and all of a sudden they've got to get to work because there's a few rumours that have been thrown out there. Well, are they rumours? Because there's some legitimate management involved here, which has forced Port Adelaide to make a comment on it.
Yeah, big denial. Unusual practice for most footy clubs, but felt the need to say that Ollie Wines, a lot of speculation that he's requested a trade to Carlton, which is all of a sudden becoming this massive destination.
Well, it was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? Mm. It's just come out now.
Just surfacing. And now the whole idea being that they sort out a potential move. Club has come out and said at no point has Ollie come in and requested a trade from our club. Equally, at no stage has Port Adelaide contemplated trading Ollie to any other club, and he remains a required player. Now, it's pretty important they do that, I think, and I don't mind their process here if they're breaking protocols, because as a fan base, Jerry, especially this time of year, there's nothing's too outrageous. We've seen it in the past, and we'll obviously see it again, but I think it's really important that as a footy club, you go, yep, we're happy to speculate on some, but there are some certain guys that you go, no, we're not. Mm. Now, reading between the lines on this one, could this potentially be that maybe it was mooted if Port are going to go back to a singular captain for their 150th year, that maybe Ollie might have had the nose out of joint because he could be the one that fallen by the wayside. So maybe management may have asked the question.
You'd think they will go to singular captain next year, but surely Ollie Wines' management, who is have approached the Blues, they come out and knock this on the head for Ollie Wines' performance next year. Yeah. They come out and say, look, it was a conversation or it was a chat at Brownlow night or one of those, but for them to actually formally approach Carlton, and tell me another thing, why is Carlton destination club at the moment?
Well, the upside on Carlton is it's a better place to go than St Kilda, where everybody else seems to be going. Yeah. I think the Saints are being used as leverage, just slightly, by the way. The Ollie Wines is one thing, and I think for Port's sake, let's hope, because Ollie, after what happened, the tumultuous summer, he put himself through, hurt the shoulder, broke the thumb, didn't have a great year, and as I said, it looks for all intents and purposes for celebration year 150, they're going to go back to the number one, so that means only one, and I would imagine that Tom Jonas is going to get that gig. That's just my personal opinion at the moment, but the big one that also floats around now is once you create a few waves, you've got Robbie Gray. Now, Robbie Gray's been a superstar of the competition. He's 1 year out from free agency. History has shown us that clubs get really intrigued with guys that have got any talent left in them, anything left in the bank, with 1 year to run, because clubs get nervous that superstars are going to walk out for nothing. Now, would you make a play for Robbie Gray?
Absolutely. Multiple Victorian clubs have asked about him, and which is very interesting indeed, because if you think about the salary structure at Port Adelaide, and we're led to believe that there's 900k being floated around for Ollie Wines is what he's earning at the moment. Robbie Gray is probably more important than Ollie Wines as regards his consistency. Now, if the captaincy is taken off, or if is relinquished by Ollie, his performance hopefully goes back to Boakey standards like he does. Without the pressure on him, he performs to the All-Australian standard and dominates the year, which would be a great result. But no doubt if I was a club looking at Robbie Gray and what he can have, what impact he can have on a match, then I'd be giving him whatever cash I have.
Well, the big question is, we'll do it what they're doing. What's he worth?
Is he worth more than Ollie Wines?
Robbie Gray? Depends. If I need an inside mid, Ollie Wines is worth more. But Robbie Gray, if I'm looking for a little bit of cream and trying to work out...
Match winner.
Put it this way. If I'm Geelong, or I meet, say, another Melbourne team that's knocking on the door, getting close, he has to go somewhere that's in the window. And I think, Rob, you don't leave somewhere where you've got a legacy unless you're going somewhere where you think you can get what you haven't got. And so, therefore, I'm trying to work out who's going to be challenging next year. Richmond don't need him because it's not built around their system. The Giants is not the right spot. Collingwood, they've got a heap of small, tight forward, mid types. They're probably not right. So, I don't know. I reckon that would take almost a miracle to prize Robbie Gray out of Port Adelaide. But at the same time, I certainly think it's worth asking the question because him at his best is still top 10 in the competition.
Roll over in their graves. Ollie Wines' contract to the end of 2022 currently... Contract's worth nothing these days, if that's the conversation.
Adelaide coach, is it Matty Nix? Is that what we're all hearing? Where are we at? Because, you know, this process is not dragging on, but it's getting more important by the day. Channel 9 went with it last night, saying Nixie was going to be announced or anointed very, very soon, if not today, I think.
Yeah, they did say today, yeah.
Yeah. Is that what you're hearing?
It'd have to be tomorrow. I don't think Chappie and that have organised too much for today. I reckon it's locked in. I still would love to throw this one out to you. We need a whole other break for it, though, about dual senior coaches.
Yeah.
Can it be done?
Well, rumour of the day. I'll throw it out there right now. Choco
Williams.
I like
rumours. Don't throw the Choco one out.
I'm
going
to go with it right
now.
Can't
go the Choco one.
All right, rumour of the day for the Adelaide Crows structure setup. Director of coaching, Mark Williams.
You were going to give people heart attacks.
Senior coach, Matthew Nix.
We'll take the Nixie.
Right.
I love Choco.
It's two Port types.
Can you imagine Adelaide Crows supporters with Choco?
In the West Lakes. Choco in charge. It's a TV show.
Choco in charge.
It's a TV show here right now on the Rush Hour with Biggles and Louie.
Alan Scott, you were wrong.
Yeah, again.
By the way, if you're wondering who Jerry is Biggles. Jerry, you call Jerry because Jerry Seinfeld because you're as funny as him,
no,
correct?
No. Okay. Springer.
Oh, okay.
No, Ruth completely stuffed it up in a team meeting. That's another story.
Hey, we need to talk cricket. Biggles, Redbacks were, of course, in action against the Victorians and... Geez, it was a batsman's paradise. And well done to Adam Zampa. If you follow Zamps on Instagram, Zamstagram, is it Zamps?
Zamstagram.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think that's what his handle is. Had himself taken guard on an actual road. Very funny stuff by Zamps.
The Junction Oval pitch. It was as flat as the floppy disk. It was terrible.
A shout out now, and I'm looking out the window at you, Hoffy, Damien Hoff, and ground crew down here at Adelaide Oval. Don't serve any of that crap up.
He would not prepare a putrid pitch like that ever, Damien.
Or at least make it spin, so at least Pattinson knows that he's an off-spinner and not a quick.
How funny is that? So Pattinson comes in, and because the game was done and dusted, he's bowling little flippers over his shoulder.
Our most feared bowler in this country, right, and this is where, and Hanscom's got some blowback. I'll play right now. This is the Victorian captain after the game, putting the onus fair and squarely back on the Redbacks. The Vic 6 for 116 declared. Then we made 6 for 671 after being 2 for early. Tommy Cooper, 270, not out, by the way. Here's Peter Hanscom, the captain of Victoria, laying blame.
Dead cricket. I've got to put my bowlers back out there. Time and feet for a pointless game. We're all going to walk away here from here with a draw, whereas we could have been competing for something tomorrow. Both teams could have been competing for a win tomorrow. Now it's just going to fizzle out to a draw. We'll shake hands at tea and tell everyone thanks for coming. Sorry for such a boring game of sugary.
Now, he's coming to attack
he
a
is,
lot.
He's done. I'm off him.
You can't have everything because finally we get some honesty out of an individual and then we want to sort of attack him, say, well, you're a fair amount to blame. I don't think he was right in trying to lay blame personally at our boys. I love the fact that
they normally beat us.
Yeah, and to speak his mind, but... This is where it's got to stop. It's lost its luster, its shine, and we're trying to get it back. But it's not to lay blame at South Australia. It's not to lay blame at Victoria. It's whoever prepared that thing.
Yeah, the curator.
Good swift kick up.
At the old Junction.
That's not what it is about. And to have a road and two lots of 600 getting made first up out of the blocks is just horrendous for everyone. Biggles and Hanscom and co, and the idea that you've got a role, and as I said, Pattinson, who is one of the most feared quicks in the land,
bowling off spin. So what about it was just farcical. They had a 10-minute drinks break. So not only that, they just popped over to the Prince of Wales, I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
Just popped over there for a quick couple of butchers and had a few over there for 10 minutes in a drinks break. Hey, did you know the butcher was invented at the Newmarket Hotel here? South Australia, on the corner there. Yeah.
A little bit of history on the Joplins, Rush Hour.
The old Joplins.
So, I mean, I follow Twitter pretty closely on this one. So Victoria bat too long and declare 600 plus, then whinge because SA don't declare 200 behind.
Okay, give us a spell.
Then bowl their scrubbers because they can't bowl SA out. Pretty embarrassing captaincy. That's just some of the sentiments getting thrown
around. Did you see the ball? The ball was like the one you find in between your back shed and your fence when you move out 10 years later. Yeah. A dog had chewed on it. And they were playing Sheffield Shield cricket with it.
It was... honestly, it is the ball you get at training when you get there last.
Yeah. It was worse.
You get there
than
last
that.
At nets, and it's like somebody's dug their sprigs into it, or it could have been like the one I may have lifted when I was a younger man. And then to hide the evidence, threw it into the paddock next door, thinking no one would find it. And then one day, the guy next door cuts it up with his hay cutter, and then comes to my father and goes, "Is this your son's?" And
he knocked it off.
Then he presents Exhibit A and goes, "Where did you get the money for a kookaburra?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, well,
did he make you give it back? My mum made me give it back when I stole a Mattel car from Target once. I had to walk all the way back into the cash register and say I stole this when I was a young fella. Different story. Hey, jeez. 270 runs by Coops is the seventh highest by a Redback as well. So it goes in the record books. You've got to give kudos there.
And we are sponsored today by Sportsbet, are we not?
We are indeed.
Coops, and again, I can't believe I missed it. He's a Monty to make a ton. First Shield game of the season. Last couple of years, he's opened things up beautifully. Slides a bit after that, but makes the big runs first up on that one, all right? So put it this way. Message to all captains out there. 600's not on.
But the numbers show, declare it 400, and you still don't win after making 400. They've got to just have a bit of an understanding and statistically about how to win a game rather than, oh, I've got to keep my bowlers fresh for next game.
All
give
they've
us
done,
a spell.
They've done damage.
He's
done
the most hated Victorian since Dermy right now.
Well, I think he's going to appear in the new SA tourism ads as old mate.
Oh, mate.
Sans Jars, Andrew Charman not here today. We've got Rhett Biglands and Dale Lewis on 104.7 Triple M.
And now joining us, Triple M and Channel 7's very own footy newsbreaker, the one and only extraordinaire, Tommy Brown. Tommy, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Good afternoon, Louis. Good afternoon, Beagles. Great to be on.
Mate, tell us something exciting's happening at Trade Week, because we know that Eddie's gone and it's for a future fourth round and some salary. We'll get to that a little bit later. But when are the big deals going to happen, Tommy? It seems to me like Melbourne traffic at the moment. It's backed up.
I think it's backed up, boys, behind Joe Danaher. Those talks escalated over the weekend. Essendon sort of denied talks on Friday afternoon. I reported they'd ramped up. They definitely ramped up on Saturday when Essendon raised all sorts of players that would be amenable to them. Sydney at the moment a firm no. Sydney haven't at this stage offered 9 and 5. I think it's more like 25 and 5. I've heard also rumours of a future pick perhaps being involved. But Adrian Dodoro has been pretty clear that he's not trading Joe Danaher. So unless it's a ripping offer for the Bombers, I think they're going to dig their heels in. And a lot of deals are hinging off the back of that. There was talk of a four-way deal between Port, for example, St Kilda and the Bulldogs, and even Sydney to get a few deals done there, and that hasn't transpired. So a lot hanging, including Papley, obviously, to Carlton, off the back of this Danaher backlog. But some other things have happened. Obviously, Eddie Betts is now locked into the Blues. James Aish, I think, will go to Fremantle. There's been some other smaller stuff, but you're right, it's dragged on a bit.
The relationships between the two clubs, Tom, obviously has a fair bit to say about it. Stephen Savani and Justin Reid have been going toe-to-toe over 5 or 6 years now, and of course Eddie Betts getting done right now as we speak. And then we still speak about Alex Keith as well not being done. So is that something which may hold them up?
Yeah, Alex Keith, my understanding is the Bulldogs are still committed to Keith despite the issue in regards to this leg surgery. I think the Bulldogs have used that as a bit of a negotiating tool. They sent him off for surgery. They were surprised that Adelaide didn't do that. Adelaide reckons that Keith would be right to train fully in late December. The Bulldogs don't reckon he'll be right to go until late January. It's just a value issue there. And I think Bruce will go through as well. I think Armie Baines and the Bulldogs will get both those deals done. As for the relationship between Carlton and Adelaide, I think Soss is approaching everything, Stephen Silvani, pretty well, to be honest with you. I think there's been good discussions there, and they got there in the end over Bet.
Who's George Lucas in that? It's like Star Wars. You go forward, then you go back, then you go forward again on that one, Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I'll tell you what's an interesting one. I actually ran into Orazio Fantasia this afternoon down at Albert Park when I was having lunch of all people with my sister, and I called in a Seven crew quickly, and I wanted to speak to him about his decision to effectively backflip on Port Adelaide. He refuses to talk about it, which I find strange. There's no suggestion he's not going to, you know, do anything different now, but I found that situation very weird.
Yeah, it is a strange one. Right, some names I'll throw at you, Tommy. Give us what you know. Josh Jenkins.
No interest at this stage. I expect potential interest late.
All right. Dougal Howard. Where's that at with the Saints?
In danger of falling over. I think Port rejected a good offer from St Kilda, and I'm surprised they rejected it because they've been pretty pragmatic in some instances. Port, there's good people there, but they're prepared to dig in. I think the view of the club, Port, is that they don't want to give him up. Having said that, a lot of people in trade circles say, a bit like last year with Wingard, Port sort of half threw Howard up, now they're half rescinding. So that could fall over with St Kilda with a backlog of deals to do. I think Hill's manager, Colin Young's about to land in Melbourne and meet with St Kilda late this afternoon.
Yeah. Have the Cats gone super cold on Jack Stephen?
No, again, a negotiating issue. Ordinarily, it'd be a 20 or 30, top 30 pick, but obviously with his personal issues, it's hard to know the extent of those. So I think Geelong will just be treading carefully, and St Kilda will end up needing that pick to get all these deals done.
Zach Jones, will he get to St Kilda? Why is St Kilda a destination club now, Tommy?
Well, because of, I think, Simon Leslien and Graham Allen. Remember, yep. Collingwood had Graham Allen as their highly regarded footy manager. He got caught up helping out Lockie Whitfield, which is well documented. He's a fantastic guy. St Kilda had the foresight to employ him, and he's got a knack of getting these deals done. He got guys like Treloar to Collingwood, and he's made St Kilda a destination club together with Simon Leslien and also Brett Ratten. You've got to give him credit too. Yep. I think St Kilda's well set up.
And can I ask you about Brad Crouch? Are you hearing anything about Brad Crouch? Of course, talk's on hold here until Adelaide get their coach, which, by the way, is it Matty Nix? Do you understand that the case?
I'll address Crouch first. Yeah. There was interest, obviously, from the Suns, but they think they'd get him under free agency anyway. All the talks have gone quiet. I heard over the weekend that perhaps at a point, Collingwood, with their limited money, were interested in him. Of course, you would be the best and fairest, but I think he'll stay at Adelaide at this stage. As for the coach, I think it's Nix. I reported before the grand final there was interest in him from Adelaide. Having said that, I was told as recently as last week that Uzay and Burns were still in the race. So, look, I'm 85% sure it's Nix, but if something happened in terms of a curveball, I wouldn't be surprised. Adelaide tell me they won't make an announcement until Wednesday or so. So there could be something to play out.
With all of your lunch dates and that at the moment, Tommy, haven't bumped into Ollie Wines as manager around the place to find out why he is shopping his player around?
I've spoken to his management today. They're absolutely adamant they didn't make a, quote, direct, unquote, approach to Carlton. And Wines apparently is privately a bit furious that these reports have come out. But, look, when these clubs meet, and managers meet with clubs, the reality is that a lot of names can get thrown up.
Yep.
I guess the question you've got to ask yourself there is, if his name did get mentioned, would that have been with Wines' permission? But I've spoken to Nick Geeshan and CLA this afternoon. They're absolutely adamant, and they're top professional managers. They're adamant that they didn't pitch Wines to Carlton, and it's very clear that he's committed to Port. So I think it's a case of the report might be valid. Sammy Evans does a great job, and the Herald Sun do a great job. But I think that I don't think there's much to it.
Yeah. All right, Tommy, now question. Last one as we let you go. You went to the gym today. What program did you do?
I did a steam room, guys, a sauna.
Steam
room?
Yep.
Yeah. And just bashed out 4 800.
Yep.
And they were pretty quick. They weren't at that marathon pace. They're about 250.
Oh,
and I'm a couple of kegs too heavy at the moment, so that basically spent me. I'm getting married in 4 weeks, so I just gave it a good shake.
Well, Tommy, get yourself some of those shoes and get yourself some pace setters, and we'll be there to help, okay?
Sounds good. I need that pace setter and the diagram, the line along the road.
Absolutely. Nice and flat track. All right, Tommy Brown, thanks for your time. Great insight.
See you guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Biggles sitting in for Jars. Rep Biglands, Mattel Lewis, Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
The Adelaide Crows, they have no coach and now they have no Eddie Betts. It's official. He will go to Carlton for a future fourth round pick. They'll pay some of his salary for next season. Eddie has spoken for the first time since his departure. Here he is on returning to his spiritual home, Carlton.
Yeah, it was. You know, I'm a life member at the Carlton Football Club. I played 186 games, I think. And, you know, this club has always been in my heart. And, yeah, it's a fairy tale and homecoming as well, if you want to put it that way. You know, coming back here, I believe I still can play some good footy. I'm maybe 32, but I believe I've still got a lot to offer.
Eddie Betts at Carlton.
Blue Baggers have wasted no time. Their website has already got his highlight reel showing on multiple repeats.
It'll melt that thing.
Gee whiz.
How good.
They had picks 72 and 85 this year. Obviously, the draft is not that great this year. Adelaide looking to 2020.
It should have been called the Sam Mitchell deal. It's just whatever's left over and amicable because, you know, they didn't want him. They said he's going to spend some time in the sample, so that's the trouble. David Teague, a big reason why Eddie Betts has gone back to Carlton.
He's part of it. You know, David came across to Crows and he was our four-line coach for 3 years, 4 years, and, you know, he was our offensive coach as well, and the way that he really shaped our ball movement back then, and, you know, I think I played my best footy under David Teague when he was our four-line coach. I made 3 All-Australians in those times, and, yeah, I just can't wait to reconnect and see what he's like as a senior coach.
From Eduardo on the Teague train.
32 years of age, Louis. It's passes by you pretty quickly in AFL circles. It's a little bit of a gamble from the Blues, but whether or not there's something on the
I'm
end
on
of
the Teague train, yeah.
Surely they're going to play that when Eddie walks in. I hope so. And
tickets are sold out on the TV.
He has not forgotten too, and we need to work out what's going to happen with Eddie Betts, how we pay homage to the great man and what he's done here at Adelaide Oval. But he had nothing but kind words for the Crows and his teammates.
The love and the support that I've been shown with the Adelaide Footy Club and the players in particular, you know, we've been through a lot at that footy club with losing the grand final and then the death of Phil Walsh, and I'm still really connected to those players, and you know, we're going to be friends for life, and you know, just thinking about it now just making me emotional, because we were such a tight knit, and to leave that group is really sad.
Just a quick message to Cameron Ellis-Yeoman, that's how you leave a club.
Yeah.
That's the better way. Much better.
Yeah. The parting shots, they're for the book or for the tell-all down the track. Or better still, how about the club come out and clean?
There's a book down the track.
Clear the record on what happened on the camp. Campgate. This one time on Crows Camp.
Triple M. $1,000 every weekday with Jars and Louie just after 3 p.m.
10 Crows.
You beauty.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name.
Yeah, $1,000 after grabs for a minute's work. You get 10 questions on Automasters Lifeline. Get the job done. We give you the cash on the line. We're heading out to Kingswood, Jerry, and we've got Jane. Jane, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
We're good. My understanding is you're just fresh back from a holiday, but sort of locked into the wheelhouse of just doing a lot of washing around the house.
Yeah, haven't done this before, so could be interesting. We'll give it a go there.
No, well, it's not that hard, I'll tell you. Right, you've got 10 questions, you've got 60 seconds, you've got an Automasters Lifeline, that's your phone-a-friend type number to use at your discretion. The only one catch, Jane, and we like to play hard and fast and fair here at the Rush Hour, is if you're 0-3, you'll hear the sound of a truck backing up.
That's the end, is it?
Yeah, all right. So go well, think about it. And we wish you all the best of luck. I'll give you over to Jerry. He'll kick you off with question number one. Your time starts then, okay?
Righto, Jane, all the best.
Thank you.
Good luck. Which ex-Australian cricketer bagged Qantas on Twitter on the weekend?
Pass.
Which AFL team unveiled their new logo on the weekend?
Port Adelaide.
True or false, the Crows have just announced that Matty Nix is their new coach.
False.
Which local team lost to Sydney by 22 points on the weekend? Which local team?
Pass.
Which local team lost to Canberra by 7 goals on the weekend?
Pass.
Which local team lost to Sydney by 1 goal on the weekend? Who's writing this crap?
I didn't think I was playing football at the moment.
They're not. They're different codes. That's the theme. That's how he's being sneaky, Jane. Adelaide.
All three different codes.
Adelaide codes.
No, it's not footy season, Jane.
All right, we'll go national then. Which Australian team lost by a goal to New Zealand on the weekend?
The Diamonds.
New Zealand.
Yeah, that'll do. Name the main driver who won Bathurst on the weekend in the Ford.
No.
It was fun while it lasted, Jane.
A pretty good effort.
I tell you what, I'd take
hanging in there.
I'd take exception to the line of questioning.
Yeah, oh, I'll be putting a complaint in about
that. I'll sign it off for you too, Jane. Don't worry about that. I think we're pretty safe in knowing you didn't get the chocolate, so we won't go through that, Murph.
Real stickler for the rules, Sean Craig Murphy.
Now, Jane, you don't win $1,000, but for your efforts, you win a nice little prize, Murph, which is?
Yeah, Day on the Green tickets. Rob Thomas, Pete Murray, Day on the Green, 10th November, Leconfield Wines. It's beautiful. McLaren Vale, well done. Congratulations.
Lovely. Thanks, guys.
Well, hope you had a great holiday anyhow, Jane.
I did. Thank you.
Very nice. Thanks for playing along. Everybody else, Warnie went nutso trying to get a bit of stuff on Twitter on Qantas.
Yeah, she got it right about the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah,
not
the local team that lost to Sydney by 22 points were the 36ers.
Yep. Lightning lost to Canberra by 7 goals, the Adelaide women's basketball team.
Adelaide United lost to Sydney by a goal on the weekend, and that was the end of it because I lost interest after that with Murph.
Hang
just
in there.
Just getting a bit of rhythm there. Just try something different, putting it out there.
Well, don't try
bit
it
of a
again.
Theme. But, don't try
don't
again.
Don't try it again. Jane's on there. She's fresh from a holiday doing some washing at home, and you serve that up.
Is that our mantra? Don't try again.
No, don't.
Don't try it all.
Try it once and run it by me.
Tom Brown next, talking trade. Rush Hour. Louie and Biggles on Triple M.